Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called Is Blogging Important for Local SEO? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you, are you struggling to get your business seen in local searches? Maybe you've optimized your Google Business profile, built citations, but you still aren't getting the local traction you want. Well, today we're answering a simple but important question. Is blogging important for local SEO? And I'll tell you right now, the answer is yes, and here's why. First off, local blogging gives your website fresh, location-relevant content that Google loves. Every time you publish a new post talking about industry topics with your city or neighborhood mentioned, you're sending strong signals to search engines about exactly what your business does and where you operate. It's not enough to just have a location page. Consistent blog posts targeting local topics and keywords show Google you're active, invested in your community, and relevant to local searchers. Remember, search engines reward businesses that keep their content current and geographically specific. Now, here's where you gain serious traction. Blogs naturally attract backlinks and social shares. When you write about local topics, maybe highlight a charity event you're sponsoring, or publish a guide for something happening in your area, those posts get picked up, shared, or even linked to by other local websites, businesses, and organizations. What does that do for you? It increases your website's authority, which is pure gold for moving up in local search rankings. Local shares and links grow your digital footprint right inside your community. But that's not all. Regular blogging lets you answer real questions your customers have, which helps convert searchers into leads. If someone types in best pizza near me and you've got a blog post about your top five menu picks, you're not just showing up. You're demonstrating authority and building trust. Covering neighborhood issues, events, or even writing reviews on local businesses positions you as a resource, not just another business. That builds rapport and loyalty, two things every local business thrives on. So what should you do next? It's simple. This week, sit down and write a blog post that answers a common question you get from local customers or showcase a local event your business cares about. Use your city or neighborhood name naturally in the title and throughout the post. Hit publish and do this consistently, once a week or at least a couple of times each month. Over time, you'll absolutely see your local visibility improve. So if you're still asking, is blogging important for local SEO? The answer is 100%, absolutely yes. Start posting, stay consistent, and you'll see results. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.